Callum, congratulations. Away win number 8 of the season. And again, another big step in the right direction. You must be pleased.
Yeah, really happy. I think we played really well. It was a good away performance again. As you said, now we're really picking up some important points away from home, which is good. I really enjoyed it. I think we was quite comfortable after we got the second, and then obviously the sending off. So really enjoyed it.
The slight change in formation, the slight tweak in the second half, just seemed to just give you that little bit extra, doesn't it? You know, you went through the middle, Sean moved out to the left, and it was, of course, Sean's header and then your goal.
Yeah, the gaffer just said, literally a few minutes before we went out, he just said they're going to just make a little change and me to go up top. And I was finding like little pockets, and Sean, he was making them diagonal runs into the box. And I think there was a few little threats before we got the goal, the first goal, and a great ball from Galli for Shawnee in the back post. So just a little tweak which helped us get the 3 points.
Yeah, and of course Chris came into the side today, and not always easy, is it, when you just come into a side and you've got to be on your mettle, and he was throughout. You never really looked like conceding today, I thought.
Yeah, of course. I think the lads in front of him done really well, but when he was needed to help us keep the clean sheet, as he done, he done his job. So really, really happy for him to come in. Obviously Dex having a little one, so congratulations to him as well. That's the meaning of the squad. Very good keeper coming in today. Never made us any weaker. We were strong throughout.
I know there's pressure all the time in football, because that's why you are professional footballers. You have to handle it, don't you? But was there a bit of expectation today, Callum, that you know, when you look at Sunderland, the plight they're in, the trouble, the fans, the reaction, the position in the table, that you know this is kind of a must-win game, really?
I think you'd say, yeah, advantage through looking at the table, but we knew their qualities, and we had to make sure that we'd done the job right. And as you said, we've got into half-time, it's still 0-0, and the longer it goes on like that, it can make it hard for us to break them down, etc. But I sort of felt as soon as we got the first goal, it opened up a little bit. We knew they'd have to come out a little bit more, and then obviously we got the second, so yeah, really happy.
And what happens next between now and the next game, which isn't until Good Friday? Do you know what you're going to be doing?
Obviously a little bit of work, but rest as well. We've had some really big games the last couple of weeks. The Villas, the Wolves, the Fulhams, Bristol City. So just need to rest up now. Get their recovery in, and then obviously get back working again probably next week, going into the game at home.
And then you've got these 8 games left, which, you know, to use a cliche of cliches, cup finals, no, if we want to use that one, just massive, aren't they? You've just got to apply yourself in the same way, I presume.
Yeah, of course, but we've done the hard work to get to where we are now, so we shouldn't look at every game as a cup final. We're going to every game as positive as we've been throughout the whole season, and we've done the hard work. We just need to finish it off now.